Broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery, you're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Yeah, you're on. Awesome. Bill. Are we on?
Yes,
we are. I'm still talking to Jeff.
Yeah.
I just wonder if there's any guy over there that's ever beat the hell out of him. Huh?
Does he look like it?
Huh?
I'd say no.
Nope.
I'd All say right. no.
Hey, welcome everybody to Sports Talk tonight with Bubba and Fee. Except for Bubba and Fee ain't here. So
they're taking, Disney World.
It's taking three of us to fill in tonight.
Disney
we
World.
We got Jack, Billy, and who else?
Rocker.
Yes.
Rocker.
The rocker.
It's Bill and Breakfast with Bill. Prime time.
It is, isn't it? Huh?
Yeah.
This is awesome. I got goosebumps. Huh? How about that story? How about cutting people's heads off?
Yeah.
Suicide. They're changing their wingers from doing all that stuff.
The whole thing.
Huh?
It's like a movie, ain't it?
That's crazy.
I was so interested in the technical part of that.
That's unbelievable.
It was really awesome. And then he started throwing all these other bombs. He threw five bombs at us after he wowed us with the
We got a lot to talk about tonight. We got a lot to talk about. We got NFL football. Rocker, you a Bengal fan?
No, negatory.
Jack, you a Bengal fan?
I am, actually.
Are you a Bengal fan, or are you a Bengal fan right now you're rooting for him?
No, I've always been a Bengals fan.
So how did your son end up being a Browns fan?
More so than the Browns, too.
Okay, so you're a Bengals. I'm a Browns fan, no question about it, but I do. If they're not winning, I don't have any problems. Especially since they got Burrow as a quarterback.
It's easy to root for that team right now.
I agree with you. Neil, do you watch? I don't give a rat's caboot?
Not for the most part, but I will also always root for the Bengals or the Browns or, Steiny's a Steelers fan. Now, Rocker's a Kansas City Chiefs fan.
Kansas City's been good. He's just been, since Mahomes got there, it's the only time you've been there. I think a bunch of crap.
Well, he does the same thing with the Yankees.
He is, same way. Yankees have a down year. He don't like the Yankees. He likes the Reds.
Still wears his Yankee stuff.
What drives me crazy is his politics. You know, if something goes wrong, all of a sudden now he's Democrat. All of a sudden now he's Republican. Huh? It's unbelievable. Now, who's the socialist guy out of Vermont?
Bernie.
Bernie Sanders. And he's Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, for years.
Drives me crazy.
I've never heard him say anything about Bernie Sanders.
He loves Bernie Sanders.
That.
Huh? Yeah. So what else we got to talk about? So what got us on that topic tonight about coaches, all-time Fort Recovery coaches.
Okay? Yes.
So we're not talking negative about one of them. But what we are going to do is because when I talked to, we had last weekend was very cool. We had the 71 team, which was inducted into the Hall of Fame. And what's cool part about that always is when you're at the KFC talking to all of them about old times. You know, you can relate to that, Jack. I think you spent some time with Tom Sauter last week.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of neat, old memories. But they all reflected back to their relationship with Al Sauter.
Yep.
Okay. Now, this is going back. This isn't going back. I'm not talking about him as a coach. I'm talking about him as a person through the years and the relationship he kept with those guys.
Yep.
It amazed me, to be honest with you. So, I got me thinking. When you think about coaching Fort Recovery, who in the hell is somewhere? Now, I'm not talking about, you can gauge that by wins and losses.
Yep.
I'm not a big fan of doing that. Because back in 76, when I was on the team, it'd be easy to pick that coach as a good coach. Because we had a lot of talent.
But who was your coach?
Al Sauter.
No.
Huh?
In the seventh grade?
No, he said
seventh grade, 76.
He didn't say seventh grade.
No, seventh grade. But anyway, so it got me thinking about when you think back of, I'm talking all sports. Now, you talk about all sports, that's a lot of coaches. I mean, a lot of coaches that I couldn't even remember.
Yeah.
We sent in a text today about coaches. Who's good coach? I mean, who coached this and that? Well, and then we've got some A sports now.
Yeah.
It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. So that was the other subject. Well, we just talk about coaches tonight. So we're going to do that. But didn't you have something, Rocker, you wanted to talk about tonight? We was going to have about a 5-minute Rocker time, wasn't we?
Yeah.
3-minute, whatever the hell it was going to be.
The 3 minutes usually turns into 10. 3 minutes, Rocker.
Okay, so we're going. You got 3 minutes.
Three.
We'll make it go longer now. You know us.
We'll cut it down to 2.5 now.
Let's go. What do we got?
Well, we got the old, on this day in pop culture history. 1949.
This reminds me so much of Breakfast with Bill and Ryan. Yes. This is awesome.
Yes.
Oh, wait, the shorter version this time. Mm-hmm.
Makes me want to cry.
Does me too.
January 25th.
Oh. Ooh, hang on a second here.
Keep going,
Ryan. Came up
Keep
here
going.
On YouTube. Anyway, go ahead.
1949, the very first Emmy Awards are handed out.
I hate the Emmy Awards.
Nah, the Emmys are... I don't mind. It's the Oscars I hate.
Why?
Emmys are what? TV?
TV, yeah.
So in 1949...
Well, TV hasn't been on yet.
Yeah, well, it was on. How do they have Emmys? Well, what do you mean TV? What do you mean?
Very infancy, I guess, would be the
infancy?
Case.
Yep. I'll be damned.
So who won...
Ed Sullivan.
Who won the best TV show?
Andy Griffith.
The first award went out to...
Andy Griffith?
No, he wasn't on.
Milton Berle.
No, the guy that had the band.
No.
The guy that had the band.
The Monkees.
No. The guy that had the band Saturday nights. Mom and Dad always make us listen to him.
Oh, Les Lawrence
Brown,
Welk.
Les Brown.
Oh, no. Lawrence Welk.
Lawrence Welk. No. Are we right?
No.
The show of shows.
We got to keep this rock
with
moving,
Sid
Rock.
Caesar and...
Well, I'm trying to quit.
What was it?
This is Breakfast with Bill all over again.
Yes, it is, and I love it.
It's a ventriloquist. Some show, I'm guessing.
Charlie McCarthy.
No. Oh. This is a woman, believe it or not.
That'd be Kukla, Fran, and Ollie.
No, it's a chick that won.
Hey, Rock, how's this?
Yeah,
hey, Rock, how you doing?
Got talent.
Hey, Rock, how you doing? How you doing? That's my ventriloquist impression.
Good. My lips never moved.
And the people on the radio didn't see your lips.
Keep
move,
going, Rock.
I'm trying. 1961, 101 Dalmatians is released.
Never liked it.
Well, somebody better go catch them if there's 101 Dalmatians.
Who played in the last movie that was there? Who was the grumpy lady?
Cruella.
Yeah, who was it? In the movie.
Well,
the last
cartoon.
One.
It's a cartoon.
No, but it was a movie about it.
No, there was a Cruella
Angelina Jolie, I believe.
Could be right.
Yeah, could be. I don't care.
I don't think so.
I bet it wasn't Betty.
It wasn't
Betty.
Her.
I don't know.
She's a little weird. No, it wasn't. Bet you $5.
There's another five.
Wasn't it Meryl Streep?
Meryl Streep. That's who it was. Okay. Keep going, Rob.
Whatever.
January 26th.
Oh, yeah.
What's today's. That?
Today.
1934, The Wizard of Oz film rights were sold to MGM.
Oh.
I'll be damned. 1934.
We're off to see.
So what year was it made?
1939.
Yep.
So Dorothy, who was played by...
Judy Garland,
was in 1939, was like 14.
Probably about that right age.
I'll be damned.
So who was it that... was given the part of the Tin Man, but couldn't do it.
Buddy Epson.
Yep.
Very good.
Very good, Rocker.
I knew that.
Okay, keep going. Yep.
Key. 1998. This will brighten Bill's day.
Yeah. Johnny Bench.
No. President Clinton gives his famous, I did not speech.
Have sex with that woman.
Yeah, that one. Wow. I'm referring to Monica Lewinsky.
What do you think of that whole deal?
Well,
it made him want to smoke cigars.
The dry cleaners, the dry cleaners of the world made a mint.
Hmm? What do you think of that?
No, I don't think that was ever laundered.
I have no problem with the whole deal.
Stains.
Should have been laundered.
Tell you what, I voted for Clinton in his second term. Did that happen in his first term or second term?
Second.
If you remember right, the country was going through a great, the economy was tremendous at that time. I mean, call me what you want, Republicans, but
Plus,
I voted
the guy
for him.
Played a mean saxophone.
He did play a mean saxophone. Plus, he married Hillary. who, seriously, back in those days, wasn't too bad. She dressed like a penguin, but other than that,
she had a raincoat on.
She did. She always wore that thing to make her look thinner.
Fisherman.
Yeah. All right, Rock, keep going.
Rolled around.
Hurry up. You're running out of time. You got your 3 minutes about
back
up.
Back to the Breakfast of Bill days.
Hey, it's probably birthday time.
Oh, goody.
January 25th.
Dick Von Villain.
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome, buddy.
My nephew, Zachary Danzer.
Awesome.
72. Dick turned 72 on Monday.
I'm a Dan. That's awesome. Big Dickie. Great guy.
He's too much younger than I am.
And also, Alicia Keys turns 41.
Very, very talented.
Oh, today we got quite a group today, though.
Give me one song, Alicia Keys.
Jeez.
Come on. One song.
Fallen?
No.
Yes.
That's singing.
That's Edmund Fitzgerald.
No. It's Waterfalls. Waterfalls.
I don't think she did that.
TLC GS.
Yeah, that was
that right? A group. Keep going, Rock.
This is Alicia Keys' No One.
I have no idea
if it was one of her famous songs or not. I have no idea.
Today's birthdays. Mr. Baseball, Bob Uecker, turns 88.
You love Bob Uecker. He's still alive?
Yes, he's still with us.
I'm a damn.
And he's how old?
88.
Wow. I mean, you know what? Him, Dick
Front Row. Now,
here's the one I know.
Front Row.
So, here's the Alicia Keys things we know.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Nope, that ain't Alicia
Keys.
You're
on fire.
Nope. Yes, she didn't sing that.
Well, she's next singing
rock.
It now.
Keep going. You got 2 minutes.
I Will Drop You.
Let's go.
R&B singer Anita Baker, 64.
Oh, awesome.
Here's the one you're not going to like.
Here.
Ellen DeGeneres turns 64.
I'm a huge fan.
Seems about
they say she's not very nice. They say she's mean to her, the people that work for her.
Number 5 coming out of the dugout.
Yep.
So did you say she's 54
64. Or 64?
64. No,
she's showing her age, too. She's starting to pucker up.
And we got a big one.
Yep.
As we're in sports talk.
Let's go.
Settle down. The great one, Wayne Gretzky, turned 61.
Awesome. That guy could play
hockey. How about his daughter?
Oh, boy. Who'd she marry? Johnson.
I have no...
She's hotter than pizza.
Didn't know she had...
Is that it, Rock?
Didn't know he had a daughter.
All right, everybody.
I hear that Halle Berry turned 54 this week?
Halle Berry. Now, that's reaching another level there, Rock. All right.
She's kind of pretty.
All right, we're going to leave it there with Halle Berry. So we want everybody to think about Halle Berry while we go on a break here. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the all-time greatest Fort Recovery coaches, or neatest. Okay? Got that?
Okay, okay.
All right. Be right back.
Winter's here, and what helps warm you up better than a big old pot of chili? Wayne Street Market has everything you need for your family's favorite recipe. All kinds of seasonings, beans, tomato soup and tomato juice, fresh and canned tomatoes, onions, peppers, crackers, shredded cheese, and of course the ground chuck. Get everything you need to help warm up your family with a big pot of chili at Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 begins an interesting business year. Has your business experienced change within your operation? Or maybe you've undergone the loss of internal critical personnel, a trusted banker, or advisor. Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action on how to navigate these challenges in your business. Let me help with this plan. See me, Chad Guggenbiller, at 419-852-4049. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning.
Hi, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesday, you can get special prices on our famous wings and draft beers. Wednesday night, get $3 off of any of our large pizzas. And Thursday, you can get our tenderloin basket. On Friday and Saturday evenings, we offer a sirloin steak or all-you-can-eat chicken that both include our salad bar and your choice of potato and a dinner roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern for some great home cooking.
Hi, my name is... is Ava Shane.
I'm Sophie Pearson.
And I'm Ella Shane.
And we are the Fort Recovery Girls Softball Team, and we're having our annual pulled pork fundraiser.
The tickets are just $8 each, and you get one of Wendell's Barbecue's famous pulled pork sandwiches, mac and cheese, and chips.
The dinners will be available on Sunday afternoon, March 13th, and you can just drive by and pick them up at St. Joe's store from 4 to 6 p.m.
Contact any of us on the softball team for tickets, and we'll also be selling them at all the home boys and girls basketball games.
Don't miss out on the girls softball team's annual barbecue pulled pork dinners available on March 13th at St. Joe's store.
See any of us on the team to get your tickets.
Bye.
Bye.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Feed.
Saying, first of all, Bubba let us know that TV was invented in, when did I say, 1927?
You said 27.
1927. And Neil, who invented the TV?
Philo Farnsworth.
Philo Farnsworth from Fort Wayne, Indiana. He lived north of town up there by the Coliseum.
No, I think I actually drove by his house with a sign out front, and he's kind of...
Well, you could actually tell because his was the only one that had an antenna.
Yeah.
I'll be damned. Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, so we talked about this next subject we're going to be on. And this is, by the way, this does not have anything to do with the feelings of Fort Recovery Radio. This is the opinion of Jack Stogler and Rocker. All right. And I'll throw my opinion in every once in a while. So that's the plan right now. Okay.
Can I throw in my opinion?
Yeah. You're the one that's going to be leading this because you know all the coaches.
Okay.
All right.
So
about that.
This is what we're going to do. Jack,
yeah.
We're going to just go sport by sport, okay? Now, some of these sports I'm not familiar with, okay? So I'm going to throw a name or two out there, but you guys got to help me out. Or if anybody wants to text us, you got to text us any coaches that we're missing in this sport.
What's the hotline?
What's the hotline? Yeah, what is our hotline?
It's
a Hastings Auto Sales hotline. It's 567-510-0114. And every time you use that, Harold Feely gets $50 from the radio station. So please call in.
No, I get 567-510-0114.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah. 567-510-0114.
Okay, so
I get $50 from Harold.
Again, this whole topic is brought up just with the mindset of everybody talking about what a difference Al Souder made, not only in their lives while they was playing basketball, but through their whole life. Al stayed in touch with them. Joyce stayed in touch with them. Joyce, she saved their wedding invitations, what they gave them for a wedding, the thank yous brought back, everything. So they stayed very close to the athletes that he coached, and I thought that was, you know, and as you can tell by talking to them, they all admired the hell out of that. Uh-oh, we got a call in. This is the fastest call in I've ever had.
It is.
This is unbelievable.
It has to be our wife.
Who we got here?
Yeah, this is Bubba and P from Florida. Florida Bubba and P.
Is this P or Kirby?
Yeah.
Kirby?
Kirby's out with his wife in the hot tub. Making love.
Making love. That's awesome. Rocker's excited right now. All right, guys. So what'd you call about? Let's fill us in here. What's up?
No, we just want to tell the listeners who turn into us week in and week out. We have a lot of avid listeners.
Yeah.
And we just want to apologize for tonight's show.
Well, you know, we were thinking about this. You know, Neil asked me about me if me and Jack could do this with Rocker, and we said, we'll try, but we know that we're like when anybody started filling in for Johnny Carson. You know, it ain't going to be the same. We're going to do the best we could. Huh? You hear that?
And we talk about great coaches. Great coaches.
Let's say, hey, you guys are on here. Okay, so let's talk about this for a second, all right? Help us guys through these. I'm going to go through some categories. I'm going to go through some categories here, and I want you guys to help us out and throw your opinions out there because this is kind of your show, and you guys are really smart. When I think of cross country, all right?
Yeah.
I don't know much about cross country coaches. I'll be the first to admit it. I don't know who our cross country coach is right now. But if I remember right, when we won the state championship with that team and went like 400-0, I think we used to have Moeller. Was there a Moeller guy that coached?
Carl Moeller.
Okay, and didn't he used to run with them boys?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so. What's that?
He was cat quick.
He was cat quick. So when you, so when we're talking about the greatest cross country coach in 4 recovery history, it's going to be pretty hard to beat. And nothing's nothing against the rest of them. It's going to be pretty hard to beat a guy whose team went 400-0 and he ran every mile with them. Am I wrong or right?
I agree 100%.
Is there anybody I'm missing, boys? Is there anybody I'm missing? Cross country coaches. Well, who's our cross country coach right now?
Kristy Diller.
Oh, Kristy Diller. She's second best. Huh?
She's pretty good. Yeah.
She's damn good.
Yeah.
Because she's another one that runs right with him.
Oh, yeah.
You ever see him run around town?
Oh, yeah.
Always. She's right with him.
Yeah. Well, and what
they
adds
went to
that,
the last couple of years.
And they went state the last couple of years.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, we got some.
And like what adds to that is I think there's also track that's involved in that.
Yeah, well, we're lumping these all together.
Yeah.
Track and cross country.
So, you know, Carl just had the cross country piece. I think Christy's got both of them.
Oh, does she?
Yeah.
Rocker, what do you think? Christy? We're going, Mueller was 400-0 in a season. Yeah. What are you guys thinking?
I'm going Mueller.
Mueller.
Yep, two of those in that, I think it was 158-0, but that which has never been done before, where it was, actually went undefeated, but two of those runners were her brothers, and she was older than them. She taught those guys.
Oh, that's
how to
good,
run.
Very well. So, well, you know, the Reisners, that whole group, Heitkamps, Reisners. That whole crew's been, it's been like the blood stream of Fort Recovery track and the cross country. And
the
Lefevers,
Robbie was pretty good.
All right, so we handled that one. We got Mueller and Diller.
Billy.
1-2. What?
We're gonna let you go. We're going to listen. We just want to leave you with this.
Let's hear it.
Harold Felix, best first base coach in Fort Recovery baseball history, other than the fact that he cost the state title.
Harold cost us the state title. This is no question about this. And I mean, I love the guy to death.
I disagree.
Okay, so it's our first opportunity at state. All right, we're down like 3-1, but we got a rally going. We got him on first and third. I can't remember, Bubba. There's a ball out in the outfield. I mean, every half-ass good coach in America keeps that runner on first base. Harold rounds him. Huh?
You got to be aggressive in this coaching day.
So he's thinking, he's thinking he's got Ricky Henderson coming around first place there, first base. And he rounds him to second. All right. So he's taking him second base. And I think he was out by 12, 14 feet, which took us out of what could have been the biggest rally. Which brings me to a story I had with Jerry Kalp just last week. Jerry was telling me the reason he got out of baseball this year is because he could not overcome that out at second base. I heard that from Jerry himself.
I'm pretty sure you didn't hear it last
week. That's an absolute fact. Jerry Kalp is quitting this year because Harold sent that kid to second base.
So you heard that last week?
Absolutely.
So
it was the third inning, and when that kid made that out, the stands cleared.
When you heard this from Jerry Kalp, were you in Atlanta with him?
Yes, or did absolutely. He, he called me up. I returned his call. We were doing some side stuff. I texted him. My guy called his guy, and next thing you know, we all met up. So anyways, okay, swimming. Is there anybody but Mindy Bupp? Anybody but Mindy Bupp ever been our swim coach?
Yeah, Jill Hall.
I knew Jill Hall was. Vaughn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mindy, you can't beat Mindy Bupp. Mindy Bupp's the greatest swimming coach we've ever had.
We're gonna hang up. But I also want to say that the best golf coach of all time has to be yours truly. But Johan hit his second shot on number one in the regionals. Over I-75 at Bowling Green.
And he went off the yardage you gave him.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, have fun. Hope you keep listening.
See you, boys.
Give it hell, boy.
Hey, swimming.
Awesome.
Is there anybody in our history of our swimming team?
Mindy Bupp.
It's Mindy Bupp. I'm going to talk to her. One story I always remember about that was,
This is a kind of a weird one, Rocker. You'll like this one. He had the girls up here, and I don't know what I was doing. Probably doing the show. And we was talking to her, and she's talking about, the girl's talking about swimming with, they shave her legs.
Oh, God.
They shave her legs before they swim in them big meats because it makes them faster.
Yep.
Yeah.
Less.
That's the damnest thing I ever heard.
Less resistance.
Huh?
Less resistance.
Yeah.
Well, quit acting like you know what the hell you're talking about.
He was there. He heard her say it.
Oh, that's the dumbest thing you've ever said. But it's true.
Yeah, that's correct. He didn't.
But anyway,
that
was kind of interesting to me. All right, you ready for this one?
Yeah,
baseball coaches. Let me throw some names out there at you, Jack.
Okay,
you ready?
Yes.
Okay, so we got Bob Feely. That name was sent to me by Dan Eifert, and Dan Eifert was a Bob Feely fan. Now, I didn't know Bob Feely coached baseball. Bob Feely, I'm sure, was one of those guys that was good at everything he was at.
Yeah.
Unlike his nephew. That'd be his. If he's his nephew, right? Bob Feely?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
He was not good at everything he was at. But Bob Feely was good at everything he ever attempted. And I didn't know he coached baseball.
I know he did
basketball. Dan Eifert said he was one hell of a spank shoe.
Spanky Shum
was a base. He lived in nice baseball.
Yeah, he's
did.
I don't know what he did here, but he was a great baseball man.
Furball.
Uh oh, I'm going down.
Yeah.
Did a Ty Bates coach baseball for us?
I don't remember that.
I don't know.
If he did, it was a short period.
Wouldn't surprise
time.
Me. We had some Rockford guys, and we had a lot of Coldwater guys.
Kurt Schellenberger did. I know that.
Who?
Schellenberger coached
now?
I don't think so.
Yeah, he did.
No.
Right before Chuck.
Did he really?
Very brief.
Very brief. There's probably a reason for that. It's probably a reason for that. Kurt's a good guy.
You're saying
Kurt Schellenberger was our head coach in baseball. Can anybody confirm that?
Phew, I don't remember.
Rock, he's usually right.
Yeah. He's usually good at stuff.
Shane McKibben,
I liked very well.
Shane McKibben was a Harleman. What's his first name?
Brian.
Brian Harleman.
I don't think he ever coached here.
Okay.
Jack,
they were good friends.
I said there was some young
you're
kid from Coldwater. I couldn't think of his name. I didn't think Harlemer
you're
was
an idiot.
Right.
But they were buddies. They played together in high school.
Yeah.
And I'm sure. I don't think Brian was their head coach over at Coldwater then, and he would have definitely helped.
Chuck Etzler.
Chuck Etzler is just
Chuck
an awesome
Etzler.
Person.
Chuck Etzler, he loved baseball. He was good at baseball. He's good at basketball.
I tell you what, Chuck Etzler is one of those guys, like Coach Souder, that was involved in so much. You know, he was involved in baseball. He was involved in basketball. And the things that he wasn't involved with, he would drive the bus.
Yep.
And he lived in Fort Recovery and kept in contact with these guys.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah, and one of the things
Chuck is
probably
a Fort Recovery
your biggest
guy and
parameter was not how did they do on the baseball field and the record.
Yep.
What did they do for the kids in the town?
Yep.
And he is
Chuck Etzler fan,
way up there.
Aaron Vaughn.
He was a very good guy, a great baseball player.
Did he coach?
He did coach for a year or two.
I was thinking he did.
But a year or two? It'd be hard for him to have made a big impact, maybe with a couple of guys, but for a year or two, that's hard to do. That's really hard to do, no matter who you are.
So how about Mr. Al Souder? Al coached me, but I always remember.
In baseball?
Yep. I always remember Al being such a part of the whole Little League program, you know, because he ran that whole summer program, which was always unbelievably
yes.
neat.
I wonder how many boys between the age of, I mean, you know, up through right now, 90-year-olds.
Yep.
How many kids in town he coached between the age of 50 and 90?
About 75 would be about the oldest they would be. He started in 63.
Exactly.
Yep.
But so, that's plenty. That's way.
But even when you talk about at the Little League level, could you imagine? That guy was so, I'm going to say intimidating because, you know, because he had such success as a coach. And he'd come down there with that blue station wagon.
Yep.
We'd all run over there to unload the bats and helmets and stuff.
Yep.
And it was like, oh, my Al's.
Do you know where he got that blue station wagon?
Where?
The people in town threw money together and bought him a new car after the state championship.
Oh, really? I knew they got him a TV.
I think there were several people that gave a bunch.
Yeah.
But that was a gift from the town for the appreciation of what he had done. From 63, he won 0 games in basketball.
Yep.
3 the next year, 6 the next year, and
Brian's year
number
was
number 1 in the state the year after that. It was
Jerry Kaup's the last one I got. Jerry Kaup.
He kind of hard. A huge difference in a whole bunch of people's lives.
Oh, boy.
He is, hard. He is. And I've gotten a chance to kind of sit there and watch him before games. And when he was assistant coach with McKibben, he and McKibben would go through these scenarios. And what those kids would learn are. That's just unbelievable. And I think that he made that's on the baseball field. I think off the field, he also made some
okay. So let's do some ranking, Jack. Who you got as number one baseball coach in our history?
Doc Konecki.
I tell you what, just from sitting in here and listening to Jerry Kaup speak with such passion about the sport and how much you can learn from it. And how important discipline is, and how important all of these things are that create an overall well-rounded person. I'm voting for Jerry.
I'm with you too on that one, Neil.
Who absolutely,
you, yeah. Absolutely, Jerry Kaup.
Around the room, but yeah, yes.
Absolutely, Rocker. What do you think? Who's the best coach in Fort Recovery history? Throw it out there.
All time.
Yeah. That's what we're talking about tonight.
Are we just talking about one sport? Or
no, we're going through all the sports, for God's sakes. You've been listening to this saying here, we're in baseball now.
Well, Jerry, it's got to be Jerry.
All right, Jerry Kaup.
Now, we do have to at least mention Doc Konecki, because he was a baseball coach when they went to state in 53 or 52, whenever it was.
He probably very well could have been. But,
but we don't remember. None of us
remember. Second place, Jack.
You know,
Jerry Kaup's unanimous.
I think Shane McKibben came in and gave it new life.
Yes.
He could be right, but he's in Coldwater.
Yeah. I understand that.
You know, if you take the Coldwater.
I think as far as making a difference in kids' lives and not on the baseball field, it's Al Sauter has to be one or two, Jerry has to be one or two, and then the other ones are pretty good. A lot of them were very good baseball people and very good for our school, and Shane McKibben came. You know, he was here, went to Boston because his wife was a lawyer and had a great job up there, and he came back again.
See,
at
some point there, somebody took our baseball program and turned it into a program that wasn't very good for quite a few years and started making it pretty competitive. And I think Shane might have been
Shane was the one that started that, definitely.
Would Shane have been like coach with Greg Bretson or Brad Bretson in that group?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I think those guys always spoke very highly.
Yes.
So, yeah, you can't go wrong. Jerry Kaup, Shane, Al Sauter.
Yeah.
Chuck Hassler.
I
love Chuck Hassler.
Yes. He is such a great sports person, and in school, out of school, on the baseball field, as an assistant basketball coach, he is just such a great person.
How about bowling? Have we ever had anybody? We had some guys in there before Corey. Bowling wise, is Corey our girls and boys bowling coach?
I believe somebody else is helping him with the girls.
Is that right?
Yeah. I can't tell you who it is. If somebody said it, I go, oh, yeah, I remember, but I do not remember that.
Has there been one before, Corey?
Yeah.
They've had a bowling team for a while. It was club bowling because they didn't have enough teams in the MAC to make it a MAC a sport, but Corey's made a huge difference.
Absolutely.
So he has to be the
best.
He has
really pushed high school bowling out there at the bowling alley. He's been over backwards.
Cliff might have been the bowling coach for a while.
Oh, for God's sake.
And there were a couple of people in there that were absolutely, they were determined not to let it die, so they were mediocre coaches that cared about it and made sure it didn't die, because once it died, it would never come back.
The whole area bowling deal, that's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
Unbelievable. It's kind of awesome.
People they get, I know.
Yeah. I mean, I at first I came out and I'm thinking, oh, God, it's another way to take the kids away from
the major sports. I'm kind of that way. You know, I'm a baseball, basketball kind of guy.
Yeah, and you never were good at bowling.
Well, I'm not. but I just always thought, another high school sport. But all it does is give more kids opportunity.
Yep.
I changed my mind. So you ever admit, Rocker, that you're wrong? Have you ever done that in your life?
Quite often.
Huh? Jack, have you ever done it? You never do it.
No.
Never.
No.
Neil? Never.
The only time I was ever wrong, turned out I was right.
You was right and you thought you was wrong.
I was wrong.
Girls softball. I don't know. Maria Link. Who's our softball coach now?
Maria Osterholm.
Ryan Tenn.
Oh, Ryan Tenn's awesome.
Yes, he is. He's, you know, we've made our program into something.
That's awesome.
Who's our first?
Oh, I couldn't tell you.
First girls softball coach? We got softball very long.
Jerry Kalp coach girls softball?
Oh, I think he did. I don't know if he was the head coach.
I think he did, too.
But when Jossie was playing, he was definitely involved. Whether he was the head coach or what, I don't know. But when Jossie was playing...
He may have helped Marie.
Possibly. That could be it. He could have assisted Marie.
Yep. Yep.
Marie stuck her heart and soul into that.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely. Yes. Plus, she was instrumental. What?
Instrumental.
That sounds like a woman thing.
Instrumental. That means important.
Yes. And the current girls softball stadium before they put the new one in. Yes. And that was nice.
Yes.
Yeah, that was nice.
Oh, yeah.
But Marie stuck her heart and soul into that.
Yep.
So, and then the other one was Big P. Was Big P a girls softball coach? He was told to quit smoking on third base one time, coaching one.
I don't know. I don't know if
I think
like
he was
that was during.
I think he was head coach.
He might have
been. Like the club?
No, I think he was.
Before we became.
No, I think the umpire blew. Or he took his mask off and he screamed out, "Hey, you can't smoke down there." Let's see. Let's see if this is right.
And that is Big P, of course.
Nate Boniface helps in bowling. Eric Bailey just said.
Yeah, I knew he helped. Is he the girls' coach? Is that? Did he say
I
that?
Guess is.
I know Nate has been helping Corey all
the time. Corey and Nate got that baby gone.
Yes.
Throwing strikes. So back to Big P. I don't know exactly what the hell he was. I know he was involved, but he about got kicked out for smoking at a high school softball game. Coaching third base.
Sounds
Rocker.
Just about right.
That ain't right, is it? We're going Marie Link.
Okay.
Just because she was there for a long
time. Marie Osterholt.
I meant Osterholt. Yeah. I always say Link.
Yeah.
Marie Osterholt. Here's one for you. Now, I don't have many names down here.
Volleyball.
Football.
Football.
All right. So our first coach in football was Hayes?
Jim Hay. From Minster.
From Minster. So give us some names there on our football coaches.
Rick Reynolds.
Yep.
I got Reynolds.
That was one I was thinking of, and I couldn't
think Reynolds.
Of his name, but there's another one in there.
Dave McFeely.
Ooh, McFeely.
Ooh, yeah, I forgot about him.
Huh?
Thanks.
McFeely.
Dave McFeely. I think that's it.
Rock.
And then, of course,
Brent. Nickan.
Yeah. And, you know, you got to give.
Was Blockberger in there, too?
Never a head coach.
Never head coach.
I think he's been associated with Fort Recovery football since the day he was born, but he's never been the head coach.
Well, I think this is probably a no-brainer.
So Rocker's on the ball somewhat.
I think Brent Niekamp, of course, he's been there forever now. He's
but you do have to give some really good props to Jim Hay for
Jim Hay.
Program
Absolutely.
Started.
We were pretty competitive, we were pretty competitive.
Well,
Cliff Wendell throwing that little, he'd always go out there and throw the duty out there for that little slant pass he always threw. Yeah, I remember that. It was awesome.
You know, I remember, and I don't know what year it would have been, but when we played against Enos.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was.
You know, and he had signed to go to Penn State you know, and to just watch that different level of athlete when we were on our second year football.
But he did that to about everybody. I don't know if he got his jersey. We chased him out of bounds a few times.
Yeah.
But I don't know if he ever got his jersey.
My understanding was, and I had to have been there because I didn't miss a game for a long, long time. But my understanding was from some of the guys that played was that unless there were four guys there, they couldn't slow him down.
Yeah.
And they could I don't know, like you said, I don't know if he ever got tackled. I think they did stop him and they blew the whistle for forward progress because they had four guys slow him down. The other seven come rolling up. I was just told
Mark Fennig was a head coach for a while.
Oh, yes, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he was.
See? So our coaching deals there, been there for...
So would Mark have been before Brent?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Well, but it had to be, for God's sake.
But, I mean, was he the one right before Brent?
Oh.
Yes, I think so.
I think so, too.
Well, who else do you have on the list? I could probably
think. We got McFeely, Reynolds.
Reynolds followed
Hay.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. Yeah, so... Yeah, one of those two was right before.
Now, I do have a complaint here. I won't name anything. Fennig always punted on third down. Drove one of our listeners crazy.
Oh.
I can't remember that, too. Huh?
Yeah. I don't know if he always did.
He didn't, but he did it a lot. Huh?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, take him by surprise.
2004. You might as well give a damn ball there. Huh? We're better than that now. We don't kick on third down anymore, do we?
Almost never.
All right, let's go to another sport.
But it would take them by surprise.
Volleyball.
I don't have many people down here. Volleyball.
Paula Schritz. Yeah.
Furling Schritz.
Enjoyable one, I know.
Who else? Okay, so who else would you even compare to her?
Diana Rammel coach at Fort Recovery?
Yes.
Head coach?
Yep.
I know she's...
Diana Rammel. She was good, well thought of.
Question. She's really good. But she does all kinds of stuff. She's got so much stuff going now that...
Well, Donna Bates?
Maybe.
Coach? I mean, I know she was a JV coach, but I don't know whether...
Volleyball, I don't know. Who's our volleyball coach right now? See, that tells you how... Who's our volleyball coach right now?
Travis
Guggenbiller.
Travis Guggenbiller.
Yeah. Yeah. He was the assistant coach for
Diane?
Chelsea. For Chelsea. Colleague.
Chelsea Colleague.
Yeah. That's another one.
Yeah. She.
We're pretty good.
We hit a lull in there where we weren't very good. She came in and she really brought it back.
Yeah.
And then she got married, had a whole bunch of kids, couldn't keep.
Whatever happened to Paula Furling Schritz?
I believe she's a cold water.
Is she?
I believe.
I'm 100% sure.
She might be retired now.
She had Lynn Follenkamp. I ain't too sure I couldn't have coached Lynn Follenkamp to a championship.
Yeah, here's the ball.
She have Jenny Esler on that team?
Might have.
Well, yeah. For God's sakes. Who knows? I'd have coached.
So,
I'd have coached him.
Who was the coach when we won the state championship in Paula?
She was. Paula Schritz was. Absolutely. Yep. That's what I'm saying. Yep. Ah, come on. Yep. Huh?
Yeah, Lynn Benn didn't play. She was the only girl athlete.
Lynn did not. She would have been a mother, wouldn't she? She'd have been good.
And I think it was like...
Rock.
And we were awesome with
her. Yeah.
I'm thinking it was like an Atchison girl that was real good.
Lynn Atchison, but she wasn't
Rocker,
coach.
You don't know.
But yeah, Lynn Atchison.
That's my class, you moron.
I don't think he's
you graduated?
Moron.
You graduated with them girls?
Yeah, well, Lynn...
Well, that would have been it.
Mindy.
Mindy?
Yeah.
My sister?
No, not your sister.
Mindy Bupp.
Bupp.
Oh, yeah, it was a good class. Yeah. Well, it was a good basketball class, too.
Yeah, they kind of won two Mandy state Hastings. Championships in there.
Mandy Hastings.
Yep, she was on that
team. Rock, hell yes.
Yeah, everybody.
Why didn't you say that?
I think everybody on the girls' basketball team that won two straight was also on the volleyball team, except for Lynn Benn.
So she coached a hell of a good bunch of athletes there. But that don't mean she had to put them together. She had to put them together.
Yep.
We're going Paula Schritz. Paula Furling Schritz. Is that what you're agreeing on? Are you agreeing on that one?
I would agree with Paula.
Okay, are we still talking about success on the court?
We're talking about what they did for the kids. Both. It all adds up to one.
Well, not always, because sometimes the...
but you have to add it up to one.
Yeah,
Who's most valuable coach? Let's put it that way.
I think right now it's Paula Schritz, but we might look back and see that colleague and or Guggenbiller will be the ones.
Let's just hope so.
Yep.
All right, we got the major sports coming up. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you want to mow faster and ride smoother, you need a Ferris zero-turn mower. Only Ferris mowers have patented independent suspension technology that smooths out uneven turf. You'll be able to mow faster and longer with less fatigue. Whether you're a professional cutter or just want to mow like one, Ferris mowers get more done in less time. So visit K&L Tractor today and test drive the most comfortable riding zero-turn in the industry, Ferris. Experience suspension.
It seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up this weekend on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, the Lady Indians will host Coldwater and will simulcast WPGW's coverage, and it will also be available with the NFHS video. On Friday, the boys will travel to Coldwater, and Fort Recovery Radio's broadcast team will bring you that game live, and the NFHS video will also be available. On Saturday, the girls will play a varsity-only game at noon at Troy Christian, and Fort Recovery Radio's broadcast team will bring you that game live. On Saturday night, the boys will travel to Mississinewa, and Fort Recovery Radio will bring you that game live, and there will be no NFHS video for that game. The girls and boys teams each play two games this weekend, so get to as many games as you can to help cheer on our Indians teams. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Kate, so we're just talking about that. We're talking about that volleyball team, the one state champ. Kate Shane here?
Yeah.
Pretty sure she was, yeah.
Diana Rammel?
She was probably in that area. I don't remember.
That's the greatest group. No wonder they won the state championship. Right, yeah. See, that's a hell of a team.
Back in those days, until we started broadcasting volleyball, the state championship game was the only volleyball game I'd ever seen. And I didn't know anything about what I was looking at, but they were awesome. Now there's a whole bunch. I especially with listening to Diana Rammel announcing the game, she helps explain stuff.
We might have had it. We still might have it. The only girls, I can't remember what that was. We have the only girls that had a state championship in two sports at that time. I can't remember. I think that's right. But
like
I mean,
two in the same year.
Yeah. I think that's right. All right, let's move on to other sports. So we decided that Hayes was... Wait a minute. Excuse me. Brent Niekamp, of course, is the best coach we've ever had in football.
So what year did our boys' cross country win?
No idea.
90s.
That's a tough one.
But in the early 90s, wasn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
I just all remember those guys running around town.
Right. We're moving on to boys' golf.
Boys golf.
Let me throw some names out here. Boys golf coaches.
Paul Stogler.
Pat Niekamp. Pat Niekamp, he took the golf team over because he coached me in his Volkswagen.
In his Volkswagen?
With clubs. Try that one time.
I hope it was a Volkswagen bus.
No, at Geneva. If Pat Niekamp's listening, Pat can remember that. He had that green Volkswagen. As fast as it would go, it'd go about 52. Bubba, this list of coaches is unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
So
that
far,
these people. I mean, there's school board members that should be arrested.
No, I think they should be
Joe Bruns.
They should be given medals for hiring these guys.
Joe Bruns.
Joe Bruns is awesome.
Bobby Perkebile. Bob Perkebile.
He's
probably was good because he's good with people.
He couldn't hit a golf ball out of this.
But you don't need to hit the golf ball for him. You can't.
Bob Perkabon.
The coach does not hit the golf ball.
Never met a coach that was any good that couldn't do the sport somehow. Bobby Perkabon couldn't hit that sucker out of this room, Rock. I ain't saying that. He could have been a great coach.
Yeah, he could have been a very
Steve
good coach.
Steve Smith. Is there a Steve Smith?
What?
I have no idea.
No, Steve Smith. No. Paul Smith.
Oh, yeah, well, then.
Paul Smith. Paul Smith was before I got there.
Yeah. I never heard of him.
Paul Smith or after was a guidance counselor.
Was he a guidance counselor?
Paul Smith's the one that I think threw a bag on Harold Feeley's shoulders and said, you're now on the golf team. So they needed a player, and they was in study hall or something like that.
Paul Smith was,
I think he
was there when I was there.
He made Fee the golfer he is today, Paul Smith.
Well, in that case, he's a number one.
Absolutely, I think Paul Smith.
Who else you have on your list?
Let's go here. We got Joan Ferguson, Lisa Wendell.
You got 3 minutes.
Lisa Wendell.
She would probably be pretty good.
Lisa Wendell beat everybody I've named so far in golf.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, she'd beat Bubba, Mudboat. I mean, I'm serious. If you put Lisa Wendell out there on course, let her play the girls' tee, she beats all these guys. Brad Evers?
Yeah.
Brad Evers?
He's really good with kids.
He's great with kids.
Yeah, and I'm sure he's a decent golfer, too. So, yeah. He's a really good guy.
Then we got, we mentioned Bubba and Big P.
Yep.
Big P was... Back in, they might have had girls and boys at the same time. I can't remember. Did Bubba coach girls and boys?
They may have had them together, but there's probably only one or two girls that golfed back then.
So let's seriously look at this list.
Yeah.
So Joe Bruns. Now, Joe's going to get recognized in a couple other sports, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joe Bruns.
He's coached every major sport we have. He hasn't coached swimming or bowling. I think that's the only two he has not been either head coach or assistant coach.
Fee says Perkabon couldn't break 60 in 9 holes.
But that doesn't mean
he's a great guy. It's
but all also he made damn sure that program kept going. And
yes,
sometimes
he did.
That's a
yes,
huge
did.
Deal.
That or somebody threw $500 in his face and said, would you coach a golf team? What do you need to do? I need to drive him over there every time, drop him off. That could be it, too, because I know Big P probably was part of that.
And he's the smartest man I know.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, he's something else.
Oh.
And what he doesn't know, he researches diligently. Anyway.
We're going to go, obviously, with Joe Bruns leading this class.
I think so.
And it's hard for me to go with anything but Big P being the second best golf coach we've ever had.
So where does that leave Bubba?
Bubba?
Third. I'd say right.
Mudboat. Right. Mudboat was pretty good. Pat Niekamp.
Yeah, I'm not aware
was pretty
of what
good.
Was going on back then. But
he was pretty good. He brought the first female golfer into the first female golfer ever into varsity golf.
Who was
Kathy
that?
Kathy Stogler.
Oh.
Oh, absolutely. Of course, at that time, we had four looking for five, and Kathy was, so we brought Kathy in, and all Kathy was our three golfer at that time, walked right into the third place, but we'll just go with Joe Bruns first, and the rest of them second, maybe Perkabon coming in a little bit behind second. Love that.
Well,
he's a great guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And, great guy.
And sometimes you just need that guy to keep the program going till you get a coach that's going to do it.
And
that might be where he was. I don't know what he was as a golf coach, but he's pretty good person. Really good person.
We're at girls basketball.
Girls.
Diane McClung.
There's been a bunch of
them. Diane McClung couldn't coach.
Yes, she could.
What?
Who?
Diane McClung? All right, here we go.
I think she was okay.
Diane McClung.
Yep.
Jeff Reisner.
He was pretty good.
Brian Patch.
Yep.
Holly Gann.
Yep.
Lynn Benn.
Lynn Benn was our coach for a while?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, yeah, she was, yeah.
Bob Niekamp.
Who?
Bob Niekamp.
Do not remember that.
He was maybe our first.
Nancy Hall.
Yes, I do remember that.
Nancy Hall coached her sister Joyce, I believe.
Might be.
And Linda Wilson and Ed Snyder's sister.
Jenny Snyder.
And that was a bunch of, I'm not saying
How can I say that?
They were really good athletes.
They were very. They played ball like boys. Yeah. Now, I don't mean to say that in any kind of a negatory way.
The word I keep wanting to say is studs, but that's a guy term. But yeah, those girls were good.
They could shoot that. Joyce Hall. You couldn't put her out far enough. She would shoot threes, but they didn't have threes back then.
Yeah.
But anyways,
yeah.
Joyce Hall was.
Yeah, I forgot
mother.
About that. Yeah, Nancy was a coach on several different sports.
Doug Benn.
Oh, yeah. Ben. Yeah, forgot about him. Yeah.
Yep.
He did very well, I thought.
Absolutely. So if you look at that list, we don't have too many losers there.
No. I mean,
there ain't a loser on the list.
No, I don't believe so.
Diane McClung, who I think will absolutely go down as our all-time greatest coach, but Rocker, you voted for already. Jack?
Yeah. I mean, she, now, here, you know.
Uh-oh, let's hear this.
Diane's timing was the same as Lynn Benn's.
Yes.
Okay. So.
Wait a minute.
And Lynn Benn as a player.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. So if she doesn't have Lynn Benn.
Or Lynn Fullenkamp.
Yep.
Or, you know.
Okay, so.
Garkey.
Now, you know, if like you think.
Who had it? Like, who was coach when Sarah Heitkamp played?
I think Jeff Reisner, I believe.
Yeah. If like, you think back, though, even before Lynn, we were at the regional finals for two or three straight
years. We were in the regionals.
Yes.
We were in the regionals for sure.
Yeah. So.
Val Garkey.
Now that I think of that. Camp.
Diane McClung.
It's without a doubt Diane McClung.
Now, here I go again. I ain't want to sound sexist. We played a pressing defense. She made our teams press to where you absolutely felt bad for the other team because we were just so far ahead of them.
Yeah,
from that standpoint.
I mean, there was a certain aggressiveness to our style.
Yep.
That most girls' teams back then just wasn't ready.
Yeah.
You know,
talent she had, Tammy Hartnagel, that team that. Lynn, of course. It was loaded.
Yeah.
No, this is something I have
heard. The Leonards girl.
So,
yeah. And I'm
what
not,
a team.
Oh, Kathy Leonards. Yeah, I forgot about her. This is something I've heard.
Fullenkamp.
And I don't know exactly if it's true because I wasn't ever smart enough to understand it. But supposedly, she didn't know a lot about basketball, and Jeff Reisner was showing her how to do stuff. So they say that Jeff Reisner was really coaching that team. So, but that's a thing.
I don't know.
But I've heard that from several people. But she was the head coach. She made the decisions.
Absolutely.
When
you look back at because you mentioned Jeff and you look back at his successful career as coach on boys and girls basketball. Yeah. There's probably things he learned off Diane too.
Yes.
You know,
which weren't necessarily basketball things.
Yep. Absolutely. It takes a lot.
Yep.
It takes a lot to do that.
Yeah, so, like you said, I didn't hear you name one loser in that whole thing.
Nope. We've had a bunch of good girl coaches.
They're all really good.
Bunch of good girl coaches. And that brings us to the boys basketball coaches. Man, thinking back here, of course, Al Souder.
Yep, before that was Bob Feely, and I think before that was Doc Konapke. And they had, you know, Doc Konapke had that set of great players in the early.
That Ben Feely and them.
Yeah, Bob Feely and.
So Al Souder, Doc Konapke, Pat Niekamp.
Big guy.
Joe Bruns.
Al.
What?
Did Pat follow Al?
Who followed Al?
I'm pretty sure Pat followed Al.
I think that could be
and
right.
I think Schellebarger followed Pat, I believe.
So we had Joe Burns, Doug Bobalooey Dunlop. That was remember he always called Bobalooey?
No.
That was his play. Bobalooey. Classic. I'll tell you one thing about him. He knew who was the coach from Xavier at that time.
Yeah.
Pete Gillen.
Yep.
He was good friends with Pete Gillen. He got Pete Gillen up here to talk one time.
Yep.
I'll be damned. Ed Snyder.
Yep, he was.
Is there a better fundamental guy than Ed Snyder?
No, he was. He was. I don't think anybody can argue that he was the best fifth and sixth grade coach.
Yep.
That made players.
So Ed coached varsity.
Ed coached varsity.
I think for a little bit.
Then he decided to make the big bucks like Mudboat did, and get into administration.
So I think it went from in 2 or 3 years. I think it went from Jeff Reisner to Matt Rutledge to Ed Snyder.
Matt Rutledge.
Matt was
Matt, but I'm just saying, I'm throwing it out there. Matt Rutledge,
yep.
Brian Patch,
mm-hmm.
Chris Guggenbiller,
yep.
Coach Melton right now,
yep.
And Kurt Schellenberger.
And you got one.
Who am I missing?
I was thinking of his name this afternoon. That was from Versailles. That was in between Patch and Melton.
Oh,
I cannot think of his name.
Bashor.
Bayshore. I thought of it earlier today, and I could not think of his name.
Bayshore.
Bayshore.
Bayshore. Did we like him? Is he any good?
Yeah.
Bayshore?
Yeah. But he worked like third shift or something, and it was all...
I look back at these coaches, and I don't care what it's involved in here, I always say, when you're a head coach, it's your program. Okay? So, when I look back at how good a coach was, like we talked about talent... It's okay. So, was you in charge, and did you work at every level of your program? Now, when I look back at Al Souder, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, we all can remember Al Souder.
He coached the seventh grade team. Who knows?
Brian Patch was much involved with all the levels of coaching.
The younger levels. Yep.
Pat Niekamp, I believe Pat was involved. Ed Snyder was very involved in the years he was there.
Yeah, he was the whole time he was at Fort Recovery, he was fifth and sixth grade coach, basically.
Yeah.
That was his thing.
So I've always thought that was really a big, big deal. If you're the head coach, you're the head coach.
Yeah.
You know, if you can't make it to all this younger stuff, it's going to be tough to be a good head coach. In my opinion.
If you're going to be a long-term coach.
You know, if you're at a college level or something, maybe different. But if you're going to be the head coach of a high school, you are going to be in charge of those programs.
Yeah, and if you want to stay a while...
High school.
Yeah.
So...
If you're going to be around a while, you need to be involved in those lower grades because they're learning your thing. So in 6 years, they're up there.
It's just because you got guys at that level that's coaching that... just aren't sure, you know, they're good guys, they probably played the game, but there's just things that they can need help with.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, this is kind of the direction we want to go. So yeah. I've always been a big advocate.
So I'm assuming that the same thing, that you would think the same thing is true in football?
Oh, absolutely. I would think. Don't you? I mean, you're the head coach. So, like, let's take it right now, for instance. Okay, so... I'm going to bring up Holly. All right. So Holly is the head girls coach. She's looking at a program, and it's kind of the same with the boys program. She's looking at a program issue that does not have an eighth grade team.
It's
unbelievable.
Yeah, that is.
Okay.
That
so,
just is.
So, and I'm, of course, it's not Holly's fault. We understand that. So what can a head coach do at that in my opinion, you can throw the balls out there during varsity games all you want. Let them kids play. And the focus should be on somehow, what do we need to do to get kids interested in playing basketball at that level? I don't have any answers. I'm saying it's going to be hard for any school with the numbers we have to have a class that's not there.
Yep.
And be a consistently decent team. I think we have the same issue with boys.
Yep.
So there's more to it than just being a varsity coach. Somehow. I'm not saying what it should be. You're fighting volleyball. Volleyball is a popular sport right now. I get that.
Well, and part of it is just the options that kids have and what's expected of them from their parents. You know?
But if you start taking those, excuses... then what are you as a coach going to ever improve? It's got to be, okay, so what can I do to get these kids to where when they go home, they're leaning on mom and dad to where I'm playing basketball? And we're all basketball guys in here. We hate it when we look at it. And we had boys. We've had boys' games and girls' games at the varsity level where there wasn't a JV game.
No.
And we used to laugh when, you know, it wasn't very long ago. We used to laugh at, we'd play a school and think, they don't have a JV team. What a program that is.
Yeah.
How in the hell? And it's.
But my point is that it's happening more and more.
Across the board.
Yes.
I ain't disagreeing with that. It's just a tough one. It is a tough one. But I think that in a head coach's deal, that is the first fix. It's okay. You know, okay, so here's our varsity team. You know, I'm going to spend time doing this, but there has to be something going on here. And if you got to reach out for help, you got to reach out for help. But we can't have empty classes. Can't happen. Can't happen without blaming a person. It cannot happen.
Yep.
And if you're, think you're, you know, like, I don't know, I'm not, again, I'm not, if it's hard for a coach to come to a community, get hired as a varsity coach, and he be the varsity coach, and not spend his whole Saturday here with these younger kids, or you know, doing that.
Yep.
I think you're in the wrong line of work if you're thinking you're coming to a small school, and that's your mentality. Now, who's our best varsity boys coach of all time?
Let's take a break and then we'll
let's ponder.
Come back with
let's
that.
Ponder that.
Well,
one.
We'll do a little pondering. Back in just a minute.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet with salad bar. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 26th through the 29th. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are discounted. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden. All parts are marked down. And you can pre-order your parts now and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open House at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, January 26th through the 29th. Stop in and save.
The Port Recovery Academic Booster Club is having a pork chop dinner on Tuesday, March 15th. It's carryout only from 4 to 6, and they'll be available for pickup at the elementary preschool entrance. These 10-ounce grilled pork chop dinners will be prepared by Two Willies Barbecue using the international award-winning Iowa State Fair recipe, and the dinner includes a smoked pork chop, baked potato with butter and sour cream, applesauce, and a roll. The tickets are only $8 and must be purchased by Thursday, March 3rd from any high school SADD member, and they are also available at the high school and middle school offices. The Academic Boosters are the group that recognizes students during our home basketball games. Get your Academic Booster dinner tickets before March 3rd for the 10-ounce grilled pork chop dinner at the school offices or from any SAD member. Then just head out to the elementary school and drive by the preschool entrance and pick up your dinners on Tuesday, March 15th between 4 and 6. And get a couple of extra tickets and get some dinners to put in your refrigerator for a quick meal later on. Just be sure to get your smoked pork chop dinner tickets before March 3rd.
Sports Talk, Bubba and V.
Are we back?
Yep.
All right, where's we at?
I got my food. We're going to talk about the best
men's basketball coach.
Who's that?
We got a lot of them here.
Just, you know,
let's
what?
Start from a lighter point.
Just
let's start from a lighter.
Sake, yeah. Let's just say, okay, for argument's sake, the best boys coach of the last 45 years. Because you know what? I think.
I got you.
Al Souder is kind of in a league of his own.
Okay. So let's forget Al. I mean, forget Al.
Okay.
Al's out. He's in a league of his own. You know, we think he's the best, but we're going to go a little newer. Let's just start with the craziest. I was always a huge fan of Joe Burns. He'd take his sport coat off. He'd chase referees out the door. He was a classic.
He fired
him? Huh?
I loved him.
I loved Joe Burns as a coach just because he would go crazy. Who else would take her jacket off during the game and throw it? Matt Rutledge. Now, Matt was the best dresser we've ever had. He was the classiest guy we've ever had as a coach.
That very well could be. Yep.
I mean, Matt was classy.
He got thrown into a tough situation.
Yep.
When Jeff.
Yep. Yes, he did. Yeah, probably. But he was kind of a neat devil. Always liked them two guys. Okay, so let's take Joe Burns. Joe Burns coached the 99 team. Mm-hmm. Took him to the state. So we know Joe could coach. We got Pat Niekamp, Ed Snyder.
Like Chester can shoot free throws.
We're still playing.
Yeah.
If Chester can make a free throw. So Pat Niekamp and Ed Snyder, fundamental guys. Pat was type guy. He coached me as a freshman. And he was hard, tough guy. A lot of it, he'd make you work. But then afterwards, he'd always bet you. So this is what you'd do. He'd make you work your butt off. Pitter-patter Pat, we called him, because he always liked that stupid-ass patter step deal. And then after practice, when you could barely walk, he would tell you that he can bet that he can make free throws with his eyes closed. Well, to this day, I know he had one of those eyes open. So he'd make all these free throws, you know? You guys want to bet me? So me and Gary Wendell, Randy Wilson, John Rammel, we'd have to go up to the... I can remember taking a wagon one time, loading it with pop and taking it to his trailer they lived beside the school because he bet us, and we took that thing to him. But I know he had an eye open. To this day, I bet he had an eye open. Anyway, so Pat, he ain't winning jack because of that.
He ain't winning nothing.
He ain't winning nothing. Okay, so we got Doug Dunlop, Baba Louie. He brought in, what's his name from Xavier?
Pete Gillen.
So we're giving him 2 points for Pete Gillen.
That's it.
Yep.
He was a neat bird.
He got her up and down the court.
Yep.
Baba Louie. Ed Snyder, we talked about Ed. Ed and Pat's kind of the same way. Chris Guggenbiller did a good job, you know.
Yep.
Ain't saying it. Brian Patch was a good coach.
Yep.
Brian Patch.
He's won 200 games at Fort Recovery.
Brian Patch.
Between boys and girls.
Brian Patch had us in the sectional finals, district finals. I'd say more like district.
Yeah.
Quite a few years in a row.
Yeah.
You know, we were competitive for a lot of years.
Yep.
And he was a competitive type guy.
And again, part of that was Greg Colley, but that wasn't all.
Oh, hell no. It
went before that.
Yeah. It absolutely. So Brian Patch did a hell of a job. And you could also, you know, we didn't mention Brian over there on the girls' side, too. Brian was a good girls' coach.
Yes.
You know, he was a very knowledgeable guy. He was, he's an X and O's type guy.
Who was coach when we went to the triple overtime game?
Joe Burns.
Oh, that was a hell of a game.
That was one hell of a game. Yep. Absolutely.
Ding.
We like to blame Ross one, for that loss. I'm not sure why.
One game.
That's because it's fun.
Because it's fun, too.
That I would throw out there is Jeff Reisner.
Yep. I agree with you. 100%.
He had success
mm-hmm.
in whatever he did and coached.
Jeff Reisner was a good coach.
You know, when Diane left, I think Jeff took Diane's place, right?
Yeah, because he was the JV coach. And
you know, people thought we were screwed, but Jeff had a lot of success.
Absolutely. He was very passionate.
And like I mentioned before, several people said that he was the guy that was the head coach anyway when Diana was...
Yeah. Confident.
Pulling the strings. Yeah.
Oh, very confident. Jeff did a hell of a job for us. Brian Pack did a hell of a job. We got Coach Melton. say what you want about Coach Melton. You know, he's got a lot of experience.
He is 1-0 at the Vatican. I don't think we've ever had a coach that do that. And he is 2-1 against St. Henry. I don't know if since
outside. 2-1 against is that
I don't
right?
know in the last 30 or 40 that years right? that we have had a coach with a winning record against St. Henry. He does.
That's awesome.
That's now, two big things now, that I'll go nobody back, has.
I'll go back to our last conversation about that is program involvement, and I have no clue how that's all working out. But I think that's as important as the whole game deal. Kurt Schellenberger has some good teams.
The big guy.
Absolutely. Big guy has some good teams.
Can you imagine what that 99 team at the state would have been with his son also on that team?
Oh, my gosh.
Because he would have been
old
a senior.
Bulldogs were tough that year, too.
Yes.
Absolutely.
That kid was really good.
No, he chased Kurt out of town. That hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Harold Feely did that. Remember that?
Really?
Huh. I think he might have. You're right. That was we've got a lot of good coaches here.
Yeah, you've named a whole bunch of people, and there aren't duds.
Ain't no losers in the group.
And I tell you what, if like you look back, I mean, we've had some bad years or a bad team that was, you know, sprinkled throughout, you know, where we didn't have the greatest season. But, you know, overall, we didn't have to wait very long to have our next winner. You know, I don't know.
Now, who are you talking about now?
Well, I mean, I'm talking about any of them.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
I agree.
We were competitive other than a year or two here and there.
Yep.
We were competitive every year.
Yep.
Yeah.
I agree. We got a good girl. Now, this year, our girls' program's taking a beating. We get it. We understand it. That happens. You know, that's going to happen every once in a while. But for you, Kevry basketball, if you look at it, and our baseball's got to the same level, is pretty damn competitive every year. And all of our girls' sports has always been very competitive. So, we've been lucky. There's no question about it. So, anyway, so what do we decide here on these men coaches?
I You're have looking it at, down to Jeff and Joe.
Jeff and Joe. Jeff Reisner. Joe Bruns. I'd go with Brian Patch. Number one. This is me, personal. Yep. Joe Bruns, number two, would be my vote. Jack's got it.
I would say Joe
Bruns.
Probably Joe, then
Jeff Reisner.
Then Brian.
What are you thinking, Rock?
I'd say Joe, Brian, and Jeff.
Yep.
Sorry, I got my microphone off. I was coughing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but the tough one.
You guys have named three really great people.
Yep.
And, Pat Niekamp had a tough thing after.
But he took a lot of pop from me. A lot of pop from me.
And he opened his eyes during those shots with Bill.
Yep. There's no question. That's what I'm saying. There's no question cheated about that.
Well, but you didn't catch him, so he won.
It's kind of like, I ain't voting for him.
You know, we named a whole bunch of people, and there isn't a dud in there.
Absolutely. Again, now,
you know,
the other thing we haven't talked about a little bit was assistant coaches.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you talk about assistant coaches playing a big part of this. You mentioned Jeff Reisner when Diane was a coach. I get that.
Yep.
Jeff Vaughn was he's been an assistant coach forever.
In every sport.
With every sport. Jeff Vaughn.
I think he's
awesome.
Even been a golf coach even himself. And, you know, he is a guy that is he can deal with those kids. He is a person that needs to be around kids, and we need to have
and those guys are just important. You know how it is. It's just as important to have those guys because a lot of those guys, you know, like so who's Brian Patch's assistant coaches when he was Bobby Leverett. Bobby Leverett.
Tony Overton.
Yep. So, you know, those guys, when you look over, there's a lot of discussion at the end of those games amongst that little crew they got.
Yep.
And,
That's three pretty good basketball
people. And I know that he went over on the dark side, But Mark Long was on.
Mark Long.
He's a
Hall of Famer at St. Henry, for God's sake.
He, as far as I can tell, he never had aspirations and probably would not take a job as a head coach. He is a JV coach and has been for 35 years, and that is his thing. And I had a discussion with him. I don't remember who the kid was about 25 years ago. There was a kid that could just shoot the lights out. He could steal the ball. He could do everything. He didn't start. I said, why didn't he start? He said, he gives me nothing in practice. Huh? And he said, now, if it's varsity, I can't do that because we have to win games. In JV, we have to teach them the game and teach them how to do stuff. And
I'll never forget Larry Wilberding.
Larry
Wilberding saying, this is at Minster, six seconds to go. Mark, you want to go in? Mark, get in there for whoever it was. Mark let go with the old, not such a nice message to Larry. And Larry said, get to the locker room. I'll never forget that. I look down now. He's St. Henry's JV coach, has been for 100 years.
Yep.
And what a neat devil he is. Yeah.
And he
always loved Mark.
He the next year he played CYO basketball, and
always good shooter.
He has regretted that ever since. He said, "I was a star in JV in CYO, and everybody thought I was great." He said, "That's the worst thing I ever did. If I'd have sat on the bench on varsity, that's where I should have been."
Yeah.
He if you can't play varsity, that's okay. He chose not to play varsity and went to the so anyway, that's enough about
Mark Long. So anyway, so we still got a few topics we want to talk on real quick.
Chuck Etzler is a great.
Let's go. Chuck Etzler with Larry Wilberding, Chuck Etzler. You know, I mentioned those two guys. Yeah.
Awesome. I have one thing that I want to bring up.
Let's hear it.
And I saw this on Facebook that the Port Recovery Chamber is looking for nominees for Citizen of the Year and Hall of Fame.
And Business of the Year.
And Business of the Year, yes. Yep. So I think
anybody's got anybody in mind.
Yes.
Absolutely.
This is an athletic.
That's a tremendous night. That's a tremendous night.
It's not an athletic Hall of Fame.
It's done right. It's people who have gave to the community over the past year or over their lifetime. It's a very good deal. Been there for a lot of years, and, man, it means a lot to the fort. And to the people that are receiving the award.
Yep. And if I remember correctly,
then you can fill them out at the banks. You can do it at the library, I think.
The post office has a stack of forms there.
Yep. Yeah.
If I remember right, both of you guys are in one or both of those. Right?
Yeah, I'm in the Hall of Fame somehow.
I'm not
craziness.
In the Hall of Fame, nope.
You deserved it.
Try a little bit.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Try. Do something.
Yeah, do something, Jack.
All right.
Get on the school board.
All right, let's just go right into the rest of my topics. This weekend, NFL.
Yes.
Bengals. They're done. They're totally. You've partied. You're done. Go home. Sleep Sunday. You're not going to like it. It's going to be ugly. You agree, Rock?
I agree, yes.
Okay.
So why are you saying that?
Well, Kansas City. Give me a final score. Kansas City Bengals.
Bengals beat Kansas City.
Yeah, it didn't count then.
Okay.
Come on. Give me a final score.
I'm not trying there, Sunshine. You slow down.
I interrupted, sorry.
38-24.
I like that. That's a good prediction. Jack.
34-24.
I don't have a prediction, but if the Bengals line can hold, which they didn't do a very good job of last week, they can definitely win that game. If not, they might be looking for a new quarterback because Joe Burrow might be dead.
I'm going with Kansas City, 37, Cincinnati, 33.
Ooh, very high scoring. That's 70.
Go, take the over.
Here's my
take
thing.
The over. San Francisco, L.A. Rams.
Hold up on the course. any quarterback that gets sacked 9 times. Now, on an average day, you lose that game.
Yep.
By 40.
Yeah, bit of it.
But some of that was Tennessee's
not very good
game plan, and to some extent, Cincinnati's game plan.
And a little bit of it may have been the weather. I don't know.
It was.
If you can't protect your quarterback, you're in trouble. But they won.
Just don't count the Bengals out.
I hope they win.
I agree with Jack. And I'm just sitting here thinking to myself, okay, so those assistant coaches that probably meant the world to the outcome of varsity games, Harold Feeley, probably. He might have taken that team. Now, he lost it at State. There's no question. He cost us the state championship in that first year. But without him, we don't get there. So he did a hell of a job. He was one of the top assistants maybe in school or county history.
Yep, probably.
County history. But he just cost us one big game that kept a lot of kids from a place where they would have never forgot. And they didn't get there because of one first base.
That is one hell of a backhanded compliment.
Okay, so now San Francisco at L.A. Rams.
Rams.
I'm agreeing with Rams. I'm agreeing with you. Rams, close game. I'm going close game.
I think it's going to be a...
You're going blowout?
I'm going to say 38-18.
Oh, for God's sakes.
That's a blowout.
That's a blowout. All right, Jack.
Rams. I'm going Niners.
Niners.
They are... The Nothing fact could that they be finer. Went into Green Bay and won.
Yep.
Yeah, that's tough.
That's tough.
Yeah.
They got a good defense. I'm with you. Neil?
Don't give a rat's.
Pick.
I don't know anything about either.
I'm going with the Rams. I'm taking them. I'm betting a bunch on them.
All right. What's the point spread?
Yesterday, Hall of Fame. None of the big boys got in. Good idea or bad? Bonds, Clemens. Who else was it? Clemens, Bonds, and...
Sammy Sosa.
No. Sammy Sosa wasn't up. He wasn't...
Yeah, I can't remember who the other one was.
Bonds. Clemens, and
Juicers. They were juicers.
Yep. Should they have got
in? Big Poppy got in, though.
Yeah, and he was a juicer.
Was he?
He was found positive. He tested positive.
I never heard that.
That's a fact. That's what the big arguments are today. He was tested positive. Barry Bonds never tested positive, although everyone knew that he was
a user. His body told that.
Yeah. So is it a good thing? Should they have been in? Should Barry Bonds be in the Hall of Fame?
No.
Because he cheated.
And to a lesser degree, I'd say Big Poppy probably wouldn't have got my vote, but...
I can see that. I think it was a surprise that Big Poppy got in on the first ballot.
Here's what gets me.
Let's hear it.
Now, I would love to have a ballot. Only because I follow it. Plus... There are writers who will not even vote, but yet they have the right to vote.
Yeah.
Now, guys like Curt Schilling, who might be on that cusp of getting in.
Yep. He was. Last year he had 72%, I think.
But yeah, because we gotta keep the Barry Bonds fans happy, we gotta give him votes.
You ain't racist, are you?
No, I'm just saying those people got to be, for some reason, satisfied.
Well.
And they choke up the...
I'm happy they didn't get in. I'm a Pete Rose fan. Jack, are you a Pete Rose fan?
I love the fact that Pete Rose is not in the Hall of Fame.
I know you did.
That's why I don't
How about Barry Bonds?
You know, and I don't know enough about it, but I'm not sure when these guys started taking performance-enhancing drugs that they were necessarily illegal for them to use.
Sal, here he goes. Okay. Here he goes.
So
he's so stupid.
The politically correct answer.
Yeah, this is it. This
so
is
that. To me...
His day's on the school board. This is what you're listening to.
So to me, there are a lot of people that are using things as technology progresses. That makes
he's unbelievable.
That makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a new time. You got to let him in.
Unbelievable. Pete Rose let him in?
No.
Why?
He voted on baseball.
He bet.
While he was a manager.
But he always...
On his team to win.
Always bet on his team to win.
It doesn't matter.
No, okay, he knew that that was the rules. So, hey, we got us a phone call. Let's see if I can figure out how to answer it here. It's not showing up. Here we
not,
go. Here we
not
go.
Pete Rose, I hope.
Hey, who we got here?
Hey, this is Kirby, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Hey, Kirby, how's it going, buddy? How's Florida treating you?
I love the show. Naples is awesome. It's awesome down here, buddy.
Awesome, buddy. It's only better with you. It's only better with you guys down there.
Oh, it's great.
So what's up?
It's great. Hey, you guys still on there?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we are.
Oh, perfect. Hey, we're listening to the assistants. I got to give a little help. You rank Harold Feely way too high.
Are you serious?
Way too high. He lost the state game. You can't rank him that high.
No, but I mean, think about that, though. We ain't there. Okay, so let me. I rank him with Lyle Monroe.
Who?
All right, Lyle Monroe. Lyle Monroe.
Oh, my God.
Lyle Monroe.
Oh, my God.
This is for all the history guys in here. Was a big part of our 1969 team that got us to state. When we got to state, he had 2 points. Now, I don't mean Lyle Monroe was a dog. No. Lyle Monroe got us to state. Harold Feely got us to state. When he got to state, he was a dog. That's the problem. Okay? So when he got to state,
you can't
he choked.
Be a dog on the biggest stage of your life.
Well, he did it. All right, but there's a lot of people that didn't talk to Harold for a few years after that, but we've let it go. We have let it go. I mean, we're welcoming him back into our community. We're just saying that Harold was one hell of a good assistant.
Come on back in, Harold.
Who, well, I think he got a little bit, you know, when you get in that, he had a chance to really prove himself, and he made a decision that let the whole community and county down at that.
And the whole county.
Wow. And the county.
That's a hell of a burden.
Other than that, he's a great guy who's done a hell of a job for the community. It's just that 1 3 or 4 second period there when he really turned his life to shambles.
Oh, Harold's a good guy, but
he's the greatest.
I don't know.
So who won the golf match?
I don't want to talk about it.
Who's Kirby's partner? Big Bubba, Cat?
Bubba had 82, Kirby 85.
Ooh.
Okay, Bubba's medalist again.
Bubba playing the old seniors tees, was he?
Bubba was up on the ladies tees a couple holes.
Oh, I can see that swagger right now.
He hit her good, though.
He always does.
On the fairway, every hole.
He playing with you and Bubba and Fee. It's like playing
Bubba
with Nicholas.
Bubba was 4 over with 4 holes to go. Just couldn't finish.
I'll be damned. Well, you guys are awesome. Stay in touch with us. All right.
Hey, you guys are a little hard on the Bengals. That's all I got to say. I'll take the Bengals and the points this weekend.
Are you serious?
I hope you win.
Yes, sir. I'll take all bets. Bengals and the points.
$20.
$7.50.
$20.
$20. You're on, buddy. $7.50.
All right. That sounds good.
It's on tape.
You're on.
Yeah, we are recording today, this, baby. Bill.
All right. It's on.
Yeah, I'm in.
All right. Bye, boys.
See you guys. Sounded good.
Thanks, Kirby.
All right. So we got the Hall of Fame with Pete. We talked about that. So you're thinking Barry Bonds should be in, Clemens should be in, Pete should be out.
Correct.
That's correct. Yes. Are you a Pete fan?
Absolutely.
I am too.
You know, what he did was technically wrong, and it did not affect the game. It did not affect the outcome of any games. He was playing to win every time because he was always betting on his team.
I'm with you 100%.
The juicers were doing it, number one, to help them be...
Their own personalities, their own lives, their own money.
And
Pete didn't do that for personal gain other than make a little money.
Yeah, make some money. But, you know, these guys are making millions of dollars a year. Pete's betting $100 a game. You know, he's just doing it because he likes it.
Rocker, go ahead.
And the juicers were cheating.
Rock.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
1987, Barry Bonds playing in Pittsburgh. The size of a toothpick. 4 years later, he's in San Francisco, and his head looks like a balloon float from Macy's.
Exactly.
Yep.
Thank you very much. Yep. Jack, you listening?
It's okay.
Get your headphones on there, Jack.
Yeah.
It's okay
for the rocker.
It's okay for their bodies to get bigger because you can do that.
Hear that?
With equipment.
But rocker's exactly right.
But when their head.
We've proven Jack wrong here, so we win this argument.
When their head goes from a size large to a size triple X large.
Boys. God, who we got this weekend? Losers. Who we got Friday night?
Coldwater.
Thursday night.
Thursday night girls.
Girls? Now, Coldwater girls are. Well, they got that.
No, they're having trouble.
Yeah, but they got a big girl. But.
Yeah, we'll be okay against them. That's the girls' home.
Boys? We can kick the boys.
At Coldwater, we definitely can. Girls on Saturday playing at Troy Christian, varsity only at noon. And the boys at Mississinewa.
Valley, I want to go to that game.
Yep.
Can I go to that? What's going on?
So the girls are simulcast with WPGW. The other ones are all Fort Recovery Radio with either Diana Ramel for the girls or Brian Patch and Copy for the boys.
Awesome.
Those guys do a nice job.
They do a great job.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And my last one is Mask. Mask. Drives me crazy, okay? So now they're telling us cloth mask never worked, basically. Never worked.
Yeah, but they did.
I called that one. I agree with you. I called it. I called it back then. This is. They'll look back at this and say this is the stupidest thing you've ever done. Now they got the we call it N95s, M95s, whatever it is. Now that's the only way. That's the only ones you should really be wearing. It's all a crock. It's all political. It driven me crazy, but I'm a believer in vaccines.
Doctor Bill's talking about.
You should get your vaccines. Rocky, your vaccine.
Two vaccines and a booster.
All right, good boy, Jack.
Yes, sir.
Neil?
Absolutely.
All right. I'm a fan of vaxxers, but I also think you're absolute right not to. I could care less if you do or don't. I wouldn't push it down anybody's throat. But mask, ridiculous. It's an absolute. It's a crock.
It's a crock.
It's stupid.
But
Here we go. And school board member.
And I totally agree.
All right. I like
but,
it.
But
here we go.
If somebody wants to wear a mask.
I agree. I'm with you on that. Yeah. I totally agree.
Now, I wear a mask a lot because I've been fighting the cold, and I don't want to give somebody a cold.
Yep.
That's why.
But if you're wearing a paper, if you're wearing a cloth mask, it's not doing any good. Yeah. It's all picture. Well,
it can help.
No, it don't help. Don't help one bit.
It'll help.
It don't help. That doesn't help nothing.
I've been using the paper.
That
I haven't worn a cloth for a long time.
Paper? Does it the 95?
No,
it doesn't help. Doesn't help.
It keeps me from coughing, from spittle going on.
It fart in her face.
It is. It is just the sheer numbers. Just and take the science out of it.
Here we go.
Okay, if you have something covering your mouth that catches drops, then there's less drops that are going out into the public.
Yeah, it doesn't prevent 100%, but it does.
Wait a minute. So this is where you're anti-science here. You're anti-science. You're picturing this snot flying out of your nose,
which happens when I cough.
The stuff, yes, the stuff that they talk about infects you. You can't see. It's the stuff that goes right through your mask. It's like putting a fishing net over your face. It is going right out. Okay, so I'm just saying. You're not talking about what's actually happened. You're picturing about this thing catching all this snot. No, it's talking about all these little things here. And I've done a lot of study on this.
No, of course you have.
Huh? Done a lot. It goes right through them cloth masks like it is nothing, Rock. Nothing. And the same with your N95s or M95s. If you don't have it totally pushed around your nose, it goes zoom right out the sides, Rock. Masks are ridiculous. No. Masks are a waste.
Here's something that actually did happen the first year that they had that, whatever, 2020. Sure. So, of course, with Calp Pharmacy, we had to wear masks because we were going out to the public. Yep. And at the pharmacy, there's...
Wasted time. There's, I understand.
People coming in and all that stuff. So, you keep COVID out of it completely because there's nothing to compare it to whether we had more or less.
Yep.
But we had almost zero people out sick in 2020 because nobody had cold and flu. because they were wearing masks.
No.
So it did.
Nope.
Well,
nope.
Well,
it
you're
does
gonna
not
have to
stop
talk to-
mask. It does not stop the flu, the colder flu.
Well,
the masks do not stop.
For the first time in as long as anybody can remember, the people calling in sick were virtually zero at Calp Pharmacy for that year.
It had nothing to do with mask.
It had everything to do with
mask. Mask does not keep the cold or flu out. That's a fact.
It doesn't keep 100%. It reduces it greatly.
Bubba was the best golf coach. Only one to win the MAC title.
Yep. Probably right. Who sent that in? Bubba?
Bubba did.
Because he has mentioned that.
Kirby did, but Bubba's telling Kirby, send this in.
And I don't have a problem with that. Choice as number one golf coach.
Bubba, though, the problem you got is, it goes back to Bob Perkebile. Okay, Bob Perkebile, I mean, was a great guy. And he was a good leader as far as what kids should and shouldn't do. But he didn't have a clue on how to golf.
Right.
Okay? And he also coached basketball. Bob Perkebile coached basketball. Bob Perkebile couldn't make a basket if you locked him in the gym overnight and gave him a stepladder. All right? Then you're talking about Bubba. It's the same way with golf. Now, Bubba scores good, but fundamentally, he is not good. I mean, he has his putt. He has his everything about his golf game isn't right. So can he score? Yes. Can he teach? Probably not. So it goes back to the whole Diane McClung, Al Sauter. When you run into that much talent, can you be enough of a liability to keep them from succeeding? And in Bob's case, he stayed back enough to where he wasn't. He wasn't that liability, but if he would have got involved with the kids, he probably would have been.
He couldn't play a dead man in the cowboy movie.
No, Bubba, you're...
Bubba?
Yeah.
Yep.
Bubba.
No, he'd laugh all the whole time.
Bubba's game is such that he...
Yeah.
When it comes to golf, he couldn't play it.
Yeah. Ralph Stogler has a better golf stroke than Bubba today.
What's that?
Ralph Stogler had a better golf stroke than Bubba
today.
Today.
Ralph's been dead how many years? That's a kind of a harsh comparison. That seems just a little on the harsh side.
Bubba says, me and Perkebile versus you and Jack, 18 holes, then 25 free throws. The answer to that is yes and yes. Oh, boy. All right. We got anything else? I think we covered it all.
Hey, we covered it all.
Huh? That was a great deal. Yes. I tell you what, the whole deal with Sheriff was awesome.
Yeah,
Jeff yes, Gray, was. That was awesome.
90 minutes of
talking about gore.
The craziest story.
Guys cutting their co-anchors off to be a girl.
Yeah, the last.
Do you have to do that first of all? Let me ask you that.
I don't
question.
Think so.
So, if you're going to be a girl, if you're going to go that other direction, let's say you do the trans thing. Do all those guys cut their wankers off?
No. No, what? So lots of them get some little, I can't remember what they call it. I've seen it on some show that they get some sort of thing that's a gigantic leash for your testicles and penis, and you tuck it. It's like some like ironclad something that pulls it all in so nobody can see that you have a little bulge.
Some people, though, actually change their genitalia.
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
So that means that you actually go from Audi to an Innie.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's that is
what about that?
Or just eliminate the Audi. But the large percentage of trans from what I understand do not do the
We need to get one of them on here.
But they do get.
How would you find one?
Do get hormones
in Mercer County?
We got to bring them in.
The girls going to guys get hormones. It gives them hair and all that kind of stuff. And the guys going to girls get hormones.
What's your thoughts on the whole guy swimmers that are girls in college?
Oh, that any guy that's moving over to the that's cheating. That's absolutely cheating.
Absolutely.
Their body is still there.
I'm right with you.
You're on that one.
Now there have been some very good Olympic athletes that are very suspect of having testosterone. Women, especially Russian Russians, and Germans.
Yeah, I was going to say
Russian and Germans. That was a thing back then.
Yeah,
and they were. Now they
hairy armpits.
Yeah, they probably didn't have.
Nadia Comaneci was a boy.
No, she wasn't.
Mama Nagu. What?
She was hot as you know what. As
she Bill was not hot.
She
Monica
was.
Comaneci?
Nadia Comaneci is hot.
No, she was not hot.
Cute.
She wasn't cute. Okay. There was nothing cute. Look at her close up.
Have you seen her now?
Yeah, she does not look cute now.
Well, I haven't seen her
You'd
close
be
up.
On her like a cheap suit.
Nadia?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Like a cheap suit.
She's 55 or 60 years old.
Yes.
Is that right?
Right in your wheelhouse.
I'd be on Dolly Parton right now if I could.
Hey, she just went topless, didn't she?
And that is a good time when Rocker starts getting on Dolly Parton.
Hey, but Dolly Parton, how old is Dolly Parton?
80.
She's not quite 80, but she's upper 70s. I think she just had a birthday, 75, 6, 7, 8.
I'll be damned.
Somewhere in there. Yeah, she's way older than she looks.
I love Dolly.
She said her greatest line is, "It costs a lot to look this cheap." she spends a lot of money.
Hey, all right, everybody.
Oh, now he wants to offer.
Hey, next week, back to Bubba and Peace. Everybody go back to bed next week. Glad you stayed up. Glad you stayed up for us.
And Insight, next week we will have Mercer County Right to Life people on.
Oh, that's awesome.
Don't know what Bubba and Fee have planned for Sports Talk, but Mercer County Right to Life next week.
That'd be, that's interesting. Awesome. Good deal. Yep, all right, everybody. Have a good night.
Good night, everybody.
Rock, thank you for coming up. Jack, you're awesome. Neil, you're awesome. See everybody.
To Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.